If they would grow a tree around the house, it either was for shade or for fruit. I mean, all the trees I've seen around houses that were planted, people didn't have time for that.
Would people have places where they would have a lot of fruit trees?
Sure. We had planted from here to there at the house that was solid fruit trees, about 150 fruit trees. Who lost them? We lost one here, one year, 2 years, 3 years. A great deal of go to federal government came and presumed that all the trees were no good, and you want to pick them all out and say people got mad.
And you had your whole big...
Well, we planted that...
You had an orchard?
Yeah, we planted that first. I would say to make money, and second for us to eat. You know? And most of us to make a few dollars. I mean, you know.
What did you plant over there?
Orange trees. And we had a few peach trees. I had planted a couple of apple trees.
Did you get lots of oranges?
Yeah.
What kind of?
It's some kind of like a mandarin, you know. We bought the trees, you know.
I heard big grapes.
I got me about three of them over there in the big persimmon tree. But I planted the Louisiana sweet. They bagged 9 or 12 oranges last year for the first time. And this year they didn't bear.
It's pretty fitful, isn't it?
And I got a big persimmon tree, those big Japanese persimmon tree. My wife likes them. And I had one this year, so I stole it. Some young boys, I guess, jumped the fence.
But years ago, everybody had their own.
Well, years ago, everybody had peach trees in their garden, a couple of orange trees, fig trees, definitely. And that's what the people planted, flowers. My grandma, on my mother's side, had a little garden fenced in, and there was all kind of flowers in there. All kind you wanted, right here, even with that stuff. But it wasn't a big place. But she had all kind of flowers in there. It was beautiful in summer. Smelled so nice. And she had some...
Something she would put flowers in.
No. Oh, let's say they have flowers in a garden. And I call that a garden she had in front of her house. She had a little gate she could pass in the sand. And if she had flowers that bloomed, she would cut some and put it in her house.
In a what?
In a flower vase, you know, or a jar, a quart jar with water in it.
Yeah. You do the dishes in the...
You had a sink, like a pan.
And did you use a kind of a cloth or a rag to wash them with?
Yeah.
That was a...
You call it a dish towel, but it was a rag, I guess. It was something that, let's say, they make that... They would make everything in that time. Let's say a washcloth, let's say your bed sheet was no good anymore, you know, it tore. Uh-huh. But they would cut it out. I'm just taking for instance, you know.
Yeah.
They would cut it out and make it about the width of a washcloth, you know, a rag or a dish towel, and sew all around, you know. They would hand it with their hands, sewing in olden times. Naturally, they had some sewing machines, about pedals, you know, foot pedals. Good machines, too. And that's how I used to make, let's see, 80% of the clothes. My mom used to make all of my dad's shirt and a shirt. Because my dad and son used to wear those woolen undershirts.
Made out of?
Wool. Good. And when he get that wet from perspiration, you feel cool, then you wouldn't be hot anymore.
Somebody scratch you though,
wouldn't it? No, after you get used to it. You would wear that all the time, summer and winter.